This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We said yesterday on the program that we try real hard not to get too deep into the process weeds of this economy. That's never any fun. But process can and often does lead to policy. And so to this news. Now that there is finally a power-sharing agreement in the Senate of the United States, control of committees is changing hands, which means Democrats are now going to set the agenda for what gets talked about and voted on. And that includes a new bill using antitrust law to overhaul how the government regulates big companies. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that one.
The way it works now, for the government to block a merger or acquisition or prosecute a company for being anti-competitive, regulators use something called the Consumer Welfare Standard, says Christopher Casey, a partner at the law firm Duane Morris.
That generally focuses on whether there will be an increase in prices or a reduction in output as a result of a combination or other action.
That means the government has to prove it's bad for consumers. Casey says that's a tough standard for regulators to meet, especially now.
The economy has changed so dramatically in the past 10 years. You just look at the dominance of the tech companies in American life.
So this new legislation aims to make it easier to bring cases against big firms. Charlotte Slayman is the competition policy director at the group Public Knowledge.
So one of the things that this bill does is change those burdens of proof, change those presumptions so that we're erring more on the side of over-enforcement rather than under-enforcement.
The bill would also provide more money to bring antitrust cases and bigger fines for companies that break the rules. Spencer Waller is a professor at Loyola University Chicago School of Law.
This is among the first time in decades that antitrust has become a political issue, has been the subject of important legislation and hearings and reports.
And there seems to be some bipartisan support to update antitrust rules, not just in tech, but also in highly consolidated industries like healthcare, pharmaceuticals, and defense. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.